When it comes to the great outdoors, Southern California's got a lot going for it. Mountains, ocean, desert, national forests, national parks, you name it. But snow tends to be in short supply, unless you head up to the higher elevations. That means many local kids grow up without knowing what it's like to build a snowman or go sledding. The LA County Department of Parks and Recreation is looking to change that, at least temporarily. Over the next two weekends, it's going to be creating snow at about three dozen parks around the LA area where people can come play and have fun. The program is called Winter Wonderland and is in its second year. It's part of a bigger project, Parks After Dark. Norma Garcia Gonzalez is the director of the LA County Department of Parks and Recreation. We asked her how they go about making the snow.
We've developed an LA County Parks team called the Snow Patrol. So we purchase ice blocks, and our park teams go out to our parks and for 3 to 4 hours are actually crushing and creating snow from ice blocks. So we've ordered over 40 tons of snow for each park location that I mentioned takes about 3 to 4 hours to actually create at each of our park sites.
Now, once you create the snow, how do you keep it from melting, you know, in 13 seconds or something like that?
So the good thing about creating our own snow and not having it imported or delivered is that it lasts more than a day. So we actually program our snow activities for the entire day. And especially during COVID, we want our families and our youth to enjoy snow, but we don't want it to be overly crowded. And so we want to just make sure that they know that it'll last for the entire day. So we hope that as many youth and families can enjoy snow at their local parks.
Where did the idea come from to create these little winter wonderlands around LA County?
Parks After Dark is a national award-winning program that really is about bringing community together, building social cohesion in times where youth and children are out of school. We're engaging them in programming that really brings families and communities together. And these parks and these locations for our Parks After Dark Winter Wonderland are created or are held in communities that are very vulnerable. And we know that most youth don't have the opportunity to go up to the mountains. Even though Big Bear is a couple hours away, most of our youth don't see snow. And so we wanted to bring snow to our local LA County urban communities. And so this was about doing something special for our communities during the holidays.
You are covering a tremendous amount of ground in the number of parks that are hosting these events, everywhere from Whittier to Altadena to Little Rock in the Antelope Valley. Is the idea, again, to make this as accessible to as wide a range of communities as possible?
Each of the parks were selected. They're mostly all held in vulnerable communities. And so this was about making sure that there was as much access and availability to snow programs throughout Los Angeles County. So they're also held throughout South Los Angeles in the east portion of the county as well. So you'll find a winter wonderland throughout Los Angeles County for accessibility.
Do you feel like these events are especially meaningful with the pandemic? It's a chance for folks to let their hair down, have some fun, do it outside.
Absolutely. I think our most vulnerable families have, you know, dealt with so much these last 2 years, especially children. And so to bring back the joy during the holiday season, the ability to make snowflakes and snow angels, toss snow, have hot cocoa and make arts and crafts is especially a blessing this year for you.
Are there any experiences that you have had at Winter Wonderland where you've been standing there and seen a family, seen a particular experience where you just thought, okay, this makes it all worthwhile?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, for me, every time I go to Winter Wonderland, the laughter and the noise of kids and families just having a wonderful time. So I get to hear it first, and then I get to experience that. And also, this is where actually having snow fights is actually welcomed and actually wonderful to see. For you picking up snow and touching it and feeling it and then just throwing it at each other and just having so much fun is what I remember. Also, youth just lying down and making snow angels. And to be able to do that in South LA and East LA and Whittier in the North County is actually a beautiful, special holiday experience for me.
Norma Garcia Gonzalez, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Winter Wonderland events will be held at more than 30 parks in LA County over the next two weekends. You can get more info at parks.lacounty.gov. You're listening to KCRW.